trees we want to be looking at to begin with this evening. Philippians 3, and we'll begin reading at verse number 8. And it says, "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and who count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for your word. We pray you would bless us through it, Lord, as we seek to know you, Lord. And just pray you would help us, Lord, to follow you in all things, Lord, even those things that are difficult, Lord, that we may truly know you as you desire us to. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And as we've seen in this study we've been going through on knowing Christ, Paul's desire, and our desire should be that we would know Christ closely, personally, intimately. It should be our continual pursuit, that we don't want anything to hold us back, get in the way from that. That it says, he says in verse 12, that he may apprehend that for which all